Birdbrained. The Indian summer sun filled the backyard with light that faded the leafy greens of the vegetable garden from brilliant emerald seeds and jades to dusty sages. I moved through the snap peas bulging with their ripened jewels to the seat under the shady avocado tree. At one end of the wrought iron bench was a tall mosaic tile table holding an ornate cage. The cage was covered with a tangle of loop-de-loop spirals and circles that complemented the design on the bench. Captive inside the fancy glowing steel sat a bored yellow canary. I perched on the edge of the bench and talked to the bird. I felt sorry for it. It lived alone, caged, with nothing more than a couple broken up branches strewn on the floor, a stiff rope swing, and a mirror to keep it company. True, its cage was outdoors, but that seemed an unintended cruelty, mocking it with the freedom of the uncaged animals visiting the yard. Every day I had been house-sitting here, sometimes three or four times a day, I made the trip across the yard to feed and commune with the poor creature. Today, the late October heat seemed to have an effect on us both. We were drooping and lethargic. I can't remember what I said to try to perk up the little canary, but after just a short while, I stopped talking, sitting silently, wishing the cool evening days would arrive. This weather drained me, and at the same time, I felt antsy. I needed something to do. I looked intently at the inert critter. Wouldn't it be fun if I could get it to move, I thought, by willing it. Wouldn't that be amazing? What if I didn't have to exert any effort except with my mind? I stared at the animal. It was listless, not even peeping or ruffling its feathers. I glared at it and willed it to move. Come on, I thought. Budge. Come on, shake a wing. It sat and looked blankly back at me. Intrigued by this game now, I wondered what it would take to really get it to do something with the power of my mind. Sure, the piece was probably making me think wild things, but what harm in trying? I shifted my body to fully face the bright yellow bird in its pretentious prison and targeted my energy. Get up, I told it in my mind. Stand up and walk toward me. Come on. Come toward me. The little canary blinked and remained as it was. Maybe if I tried picturing it happening instead of using words, maybe then it would get the message. Laughing at myself, I redoubled my efforts. I breathed in and out steadily, imagining the feathered fluffball lifting its yellow body and walking my direction. Suddenly it did. It stood right up, quivered, and came toward my end of its cage. Coincidence, of course. The small critter stopped and looked up at me. We eyed one another. But I didn't stop. I pictured the bird turning around and walking over to its water. Immediately it changed course and waddled to the water dropper. I thought of it stopping and turning toward me again. Before it reached the water, it twisted to look my way. Again, we just stared. Take three steps and peck at that red speck, I sent it telepathically, seeing it do so in my mind's eye. The canary did exactly as I had imagined. As it pecked at the scarlet speck on the floor of the cage, I felt a connection. Something inexplicably binding me to the bird, as if I knew each movement its muscles would make. My head pulsed and I swayed. The yard spun, and the world fell away into a sort of tunnel vision version of itself. I was seeing stars sparkling and twirling around the edges of my focus. All I could perceive was the cage and its contents. Dizziness enveloped me, but I was determined to carry on. Once more, I sent an image of the little animal walking through its steel cell. This time I had it ruffling its feathers as it skittered more quickly. It did exactly that. I imagined my subject balancing on one leg. Pick up your foot. Sure enough, one scrawny craw lifted, then set down again. Now drink the water, I told it, then hop onto the thin branch. It did. It looked at me as if waiting for the next order, as if it knew I was controlling it. But was I? I pondered whether the bright sun and heat had knocked me silly. How could I be puppeteering this creature? If I was, it was amazing. Eerie and amazing, but unfair. It wasn't like me to try to dictate someone's behavior, even if that someone had just claimed to be. It wasn't right. What was I doing? Suddenly I felt guilty. The dear little bird was being controlled enough in its short lifetime. How terrible to lord over this defenseless thing. How selfish to make a bend to my will. How dare I maneuver it for my own fascination. Shivering, despite the high temperature, I silently apologized to my feathered friend. Go your own way, I sent it. Please, be as free as you can be. Instantly, it shuffled back to its first spot and settled into its original resting pose. Was that because I had released it or just another coincidence, I wondered. There was no way to know, and I was not going to take the plunge again to test my power. The magic of the moment was fading, and the sunny backyard came back into focus for me. If it had all been a wonderful telepathic occurrence, I could treasure it, knowing I had mind-melded with a canary. If not, well, it was a way to pass the time on this sultry afternoon. I decided it must have been authentic. It had to be. Because if it wasn't, the only thing left was to admit the hot day had gotten to me, and I had become a feather-brained fool.